Dinosaurs, do they prove evolution or creation?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the delightful children's book, D is for Dinosaur. All right, Ken. Did dinosaurs really exist? Now, I've heard Christians say that they're just a hoax.
Well, dinosaurs certainly did exist, Gary. I remember once after I'd preached in a church in Australia and was going home in the pastor's car for lunch. The pastor's son piped up and said, "Hey, Dad, how come you told us dinosaurs never existed?" "Quiet, son," said the pastor. You see, because he thought that dinosaurs and evolution went hand in hand and that Christians didn't have answers to explain dinosaurs, he just told his son they didn't exist. But what happens when you take your son into a large museum and you see the bones of these creatures that scientists have dug up? Obviously, they did exist. And they're not a mystery and can easily be explained on the basis of the Bible. In fact, I believe the Bible talks more about dinosaurs than most other animals. You see, the word dinosaur was not invented until 1841. The King James Version of the Bible was first translated in 1611. That's why you don't find the word dinosaur in the Bible. These creatures were originally called dragons. The word dragon occurs a number of times in the Old Testament, and there are dragon legends from peoples all over the world. I believe these creatures were well known even in recent times. Did dinosaurs really exist? The answer is in Genesis. Yes, they did.
We'd be happy to send you a free copy of Ken's booklet, Dinosaurs in the Bible. Please call toll-free 1-800-950-9507.